As practitioners of initial and medium perspectives, we turn the mind away from the causes of lower evolution and toward the direction of individual liberation from samsara and its miseries. But is this enough? The answer is to the negative. Therefore, we should elevate our goal to that of omniscient Buddhahood, the cause of which is the cultivation of the Bodhi mind. How did we generate the aspiration to transcend the lower states of being and attain liberation from all samsaric misery? Firstly, by contemplating the suffering of the lower realms and the causes of evolving into those states. And secondly, by contemplating the sufferings that pervade all samsaric existence together with the causes of liberation. However, we did this principally in reference to our own stream of being. In order to generate the Mahayana mind, however, one changes the gravitational basis of the meditations, and we consider the plight of the world of sentient beings who live around us. We meditate upon the same sufferings of the lower and higher realms of samsara as previously, but here we refer them not to ourselves, but to others, our mother, father, family, and friends, until eventually we include all living beings. All beings suffer in the same way as we do, and some are even more deeply immersed in sorrow. Yet all of these beings wish to experience only happiness and to avoid all suffering, frustration, and pain. They wish lasting happiness, but do not know how to cultivate its causes. And they wish to avoid misery, but automatically collect only causes of further misery.